双语网天下，北京外语广播 Your bilingual station AM 774。大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30晚上11:00与您准时相约。大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群3317640，下载最新的英语学习资料。每到周末我们都会聊一聊 TED TED Talk， 希望对大家的雅思托福考试有所帮助。那今天我们请来的英语专家是 UEI 学校的壮壮老师，老师好。
Good afternoon, good evening, good whatever day. Oh, by the way, 就是现在大家这个流行使用这个群是吧？像我那个同学群里边吧，大家在世界各地都有。那我们要说 good morning 呢，在一个地方是 morning 的话，可能在一个地方就是 afternoon， 在另外一个地方就是 evening。
哎，有一些同学他就在澳大利亚听我们节目，
对呀、啊，
还有一些在美国听我们节目，大家都有时差，所以呢，我们说 good evening 也好 ，good afternoon 也好，可能都是合理的。
没错，所以呢，我们有一个人创造了一个新词儿，叫 good morning， 就是 M 代表 morning，A 代表 afternoon，and E 代表 evening， 然后 ing 就 good morning。这个是一个好玩的事儿哈。
好。
今天我们要聊的这段 TED Talk is by the speaker whose name is Topher White.
Topher White, 头发白了。
头发白还真是哈。
Anyway.
And he is actually a conservation technologist. 他这个职衔呢就叫做 conservation technologist. 这是环保的这一类的技术人员。啊，但是他这个题目比较吸引我的在哪儿呢？他说 What can save the rainforest?Your used cell phone， 也就是说你用什么去拯救雨林啊？这个受到了这个人类活动的侵犯啊，
居然是 cell phone 电话，移动电话，而且是、啊、
还是 used 的，
而且是废弃的手机。
没错啊。 The sounds of the rainforest include the chirps of birds, the buzz of cicadas, the banter of gibbons.But in the background is the almost always present sound of a chainsaw from illegal loggers.
刚才我听到一个词，
嗯，
比较难，我都不知道什么意思。
嗯，
叫 chirps.
Chirps of birds.
Yeah,
就是鸟鸣，鸟鸣英文就是 chirps.
C-H-I-R-P-S.
这个词还挺有意思的。我最早了解这个词呢是跟一个美国的游客，然后呢他说为什么在中国你们的那个中文里边老有 chirp 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 啊，因为我们中文就说吃，然后对于美语美式英语来说的，他觉得最近的词就是 chirp， 然后就问我这个 chirp 是什么意思，我说是吃，是 eat， 然后他说这个 chirp 呢其实是鸟叫啊，所以这个词我就认识了。The buzz of cicadas 就是那个知了，它那个滋滋滋滋滋它的叫声。
嗯 ，cicada 是知了的意思。The buzz of cicadas 就是知了的 buzz 的声音，就是它的叫声，或者说其实是它的这个翅膀扇动的声音。
没错。说起这个 cicadas 呢 ，c i c a d a s 这个词儿呢，我觉得也是好多人如果不做专门领域的学习也碰不见啊，180年也碰不见。嗯、我碰见这个词儿是在什么时候呢？早年在我当导游的时候呢，在故宫有一个钟表馆，不知道大家有没有去过，在这个故宫它这个钟轴的东侧，这里边呢就有各种各样的皇帝收到的各国朝廷的使节进献的礼物，其中呢就有一个造型是 cicadas 的那么一个表，然后还放了一个英文标签解释， 因为我那时候频度差不多每天都是故宫长城颐和园，故宫长城颐和园，所以每到那儿呢，我就要给人家介绍这 CK 的造型的表，然后这个词儿就已经进入到我的词汇表里了。
嗯，
所以大家看那个词汇啊，你要硬去背，其实记得并不牢固，而且记忆过程就是比较痛苦。
嗯，
如果说对你要是能够在使用当中多次使用去记的话，这个词就会记得比较轻松了。
嗯，大家在今天节目中可以记一下这个单词叫 cicadas， 意思是知了的意思。The buzz of cicadas， 知了的叫声。
好，然后还有一个呢，后边我刚才提到了叫 the banter of gibbons。如果我不告诉大家意思，大家能猜出来 banter of gibbons 大概是哪一类的东西吗？前面哈，我再把这个上下文念一遍哈。The sounds of the forest include the chirps of birds, the buzz of cicadas, the banter of gibbons。
banter 和 gibbons 大多数的同学可能都不太熟悉，然后呢，刚才因为有一个上下文，那从排比的角度来推测，这肯定是某一样东西的某种声音，但是是什么还是不知道。
好，那我们不管它，我们就卖个关子，给大家留作业，自己去查去，好吧？
Banter, B-A-N-T-E-R，
然后 Gibbons, G-I-B-B-O-N，
G-I-B-B-O-N-S，
对，
Banter of Gibbons。
好，所以呢，这个其实在听力和阅读中呢，这个能力都是很重要的，就是推测。就是当你看到生词的时候，即使是在用中文去阅读，你也未必知道这个词是什么意思，但是有这个上下文呢，大脑会有这个能力去推测。说起这个事儿来，最近比较流行的词就是那个咣
咣，
是不是？而且还好像有人告诉我说这应该念二声，要念成咣，
而且还得延长，有一个回声咣这样。
所以后边还有那个波浪的那个符号哈，
头发还得摇一摇。
是吧，
得有特效哈，
还有得有特效。然后这个词呢，其实根据上下文呢，大家也不难猜出来是什么意思啊。这就是说，这个人在听和阅读的时候都自动会动用这个大脑的功能。
嗯哼，
好，那我就在这儿放在这儿，接着下来。 But in the background is the almost always present sound of a chainsaw。
Chainsaw，
嗯哼，
哎，这个又不知道了。
这个 saw S A W 就是锯 ，chainsaw 呢就是带着链子的那种锯，哈、啊嗯，就是一种锯树的声音。还有呢，from illegal loggers， 这个 log 就是原木、滚木、logger 呢就是伐木的人。
illegal loggers 就是非法伐木者。
对了，所以呢，老有人锯这个热带雨林的树木。说起来这个锯树这件事儿哈，在所有考过的雅思托福里边的环保类的作文和口语题里边，你可以都用这个素材啊，这个树木的砍伐。那我们顺便说一下，比如说这个deforestation， 这也是环保里边用到的。就是 forest 大家知道是什么意思啊？
是森林的意思啊。
嗯， deforestation 呢是？
就是森林的退化。
对。所以呢，这是一个。还有呢，就是 fishing 里边，在人破坏环境里边有一个动作叫 overfishing，
过度的垂钓，
对，
捕捞，
没错、啊，是吧？然后这个也是人对自然的破坏行为。
嗯，
那大家都可以在自己写作的时候啊，想想这些词能不能用上。接下来呢，他说 ，Engineer Topher White shares a simple, scalable way to stop this brutal deforestation.That starts with your old cell phone. Scalable 这个词，其实在这个电脑相关的技术文献里边经常出现。Scale 是它的原本的名词。Scale 就是秤。
规模。
对，和规模。还有就是你腰东西用的那个秤。Scalable 呢，就是说它是可什么什么什么的。就是可扩大的、可扩展的。
嗯，所以呢，这句话您刚才说的 ，Engineer Topher White shares a simple
scalable way
and scalable way to stop this brutal deforestation。这个人呢，这个演讲者给大家分享了一个既简单又可以
扩展的
方式，这种方式可以去停止
森
林的
砍伐。对，
嗯，
好
嗯，
那下面我们就听一遍。
In the summer of 2011, as a tourist, I visited the rainforest of Borneo for the very first time. And as you might imagine, it was the overwhelming sounds of the forest that struck me the most. There's this constant cacophony of noise. Some things actually do stick out. For example, this here is a big bird, a hornbill, a rhinoceros hornbill. This buzzing is a cicada. This is a family of gibbons that's actually singing to each other over a great distance. The place where this was recorded was in fact a gibbon reserve, which is why you can hear so many of them. But in fact, the most important noise that was coming out of the forest that time was one that I didn't notice. And in fact, nobody there had actually noticed it. So as I said, this was a gibbon reserve. They spend most of their time rehabilitating gibbons. But they also have to spend a lot of their time protecting their area from illegal logging that takes place on the side. And so if we take the sound of the forest, and we actually turn down the gibbons, and the insects, and the rest, in the background the entire time, in the recording that you heard, was the sound of a chainsaw at great distance. They had three full-time guards who were posted around this sanctuary, whose job was in fact to guard against illegal logging. And one day, we went walking, again as tourists, out into the forest, and within 5 minutes walk, we stumbled upon somebody who was just sawing a tree down, 5 minutes walk, a few hundred meters from the ranger station. They hadn't been able to hear the chainsaws, because as you heard, the forest is very, very loud. It struck me as quite unacceptable, right? That in this modern time, just a few hundred meters away from a ranger station, in a sanctuary, that in fact nobody could hear somebody when a chainsaw gets fired up. I mean, sounds impossible. But in fact it was quite true. So how do we stop illegal logging, right? It's really tempting as an engineer always to come up with a high-tech, super crazy high-tech solution. But in fact, you're in the rainforest. It has to be simple. It has to be scalable. And so in fact, what we also noticed over there was that everything we needed was already there. We could build a system that would allow us to stop this using what's already there. Who was there? What was already in the forest? Well, we had people. We had this group there that was dedicated, three full-time guards that was dedicated to go and stop it. But they just needed to know what was happening out in the forest. The real surprise, this is the big one, is that there was connectivity out in the forest. There was cell phone service way out in the middle of nowhere. We're talking hundreds of kilometers from the nearest road. There's certainly no electricity, but they had very good cell phone service. These people in the towns were on Facebook all the time. They're surfing the web on their phones. And this sort of got me thinking that, in fact, it would be possible to use the sounds of the forest, pick up the sounds of chainsaws programmatically, because people can't hear them, and send an alert. But you have to have a device to go up in the trees, right? So if we can use some device to listen to the sounds of the forest, connect to the cell phone network that's there, and send an alert to people on the ground, perhaps we could have a solution to this issue for them. But in fact, let's take a moment to talk about saving the rainforest, because it's something that we've definitely all heard about forever. People in my generation have heard about saving the rainforest since we were kids, and seems that the message has never changed. We got to change, we got to save the rainforest. It's super urgent. This many football fields have been destroyed yesterday. And yet here we are. Today, about half of the rainforest remains, and we have potentially more urgent problems like climate change. But in fact, this is a little known fact that I didn't realize at the time, deforestation accounts for more greenhouse gas than all of the world's planes, trains, cars, trucks, and ships combined. The second highest contributor to climate change. Also, according to Interpol, as much as 90% of the logging that takes place in the rainforest is illegal logging, right? Like the illegal logging that we saw. So if we can help people in the forest enforce the rules that are there, then in fact we could eat heavily into this 17% and potentially have a major impact in the short term. It might just be the cheapest, fastest way to fight climate change. And so here's the system that you imagine, right? It looks super high-tech. The moment a sound is heard, sound of a chainsaw is heard in the forest, device picks up the sound of the chainsaw, sends an alert through the standard GSM network that's already there to a ranger in the field who can, in fact, show up in real time and stall the logging. It's no more about going out and finding a tree that's been cut. It's not about seeing a tree from a satellite in an area that's been clear-cut. It's about real-time intervention, right? So I said it was the cheapest and fastest way to do it, but in fact, actually, as you saw, they weren't able to do it, so it may not be so cheap and fast. But if the devices in the trees were actually cell phones, it could be pretty cheap. Cell phones are thrown away by the hundreds of millions every year. Hundreds of millions in the U.S. alone, not counting the rest of the world, which of course we should do. But in fact, cell phones are great. They're full of sensors. They can listen to the sounds of the forest. We do have to protect them. We have to put them in this box that you see here. And we do have to power them. Powering them is one of the greater engineering challenges that we have to deal with, because powering a cell phone under a tree canopy, any sort of solar power under a tree canopy, was an as yet unsolved problem. And that's this unique solar panel design that you see here, which in fact is built also from recycled byproducts of an industrial process. These are strips that are cut down. So this is me putting it all together in my parents' garage, actually. Thanks very much to them for allowing me to do that. As you can see, this is a device up in a tree. What you can see from here, perhaps, is that they are pretty well obscured up in the tree canopy at a distance. That's important, because although they are able to hear chainsaw noises up to a kilometer in the distance, allowing them to cover about 3 square kilometers, if someone were to take them, it would make the area unprotected. So, does it actually work? Well, to test it, we took it back to Indonesia, not the same place, but another place, to another given reserve that was threatened daily by illegal logging. On the very second day, it picked up illegal chainsaw noises. We were able to get a real-time alert. I got an email on my phone. Actually, we just climbed the tree. Everyone had just gotten back down. All these guys are smoking cigarettes. And then I get an email, and we all quiet down. And in fact, you can hear the chainsaw really, really faint in the background, but no one had noticed it until that moment. And so then we took off to actually stop these loggers. I was pretty nervous. This is the moment where you've actually arrived close to where the loggers are. This is the moment you can see where I'm actually regretting, perhaps, the entire endeavor. I'm not really sure what's on the other side of this hill. That guy is much braver than I am, Shenny. Okay, but he went, so I had to go walking up. And in fact, we made it over the hill and interrupted the loggers in the act. For them, it was such a surprise. They had never, ever been interrupted before, that it was such an impressive event for them, that we've heard from our partners. They have not been back since. They were, in fact, great guys. They showed us how the entire operation works. And what they really convinced us on the spot was that if you can show up in real time and stop people, it's enough of a deterrent. They won't come back. So, thank you. Word of this spread, possibly because we told a lot of people. And in fact, then some really amazing stuff started to happen. People from around the world started to send us emails, phone calls. What we saw was that people throughout Asia, people throughout Africa, people throughout South America, they told us that they could use it too. And what's most important, what we'd found that we thought might be exceptional, in the forest there was pretty good cell phone service. That was not exceptional, we were told. And that particularly is on the periphery of the forests that are most under threat. And then something really amazing happened, which is that people started sending us their own old cell phones. So in fact, what we have now is a system where we can use people on the ground, people who are already there, who can both improve and use the existing connectivity, and we're using old cell phones that are being sent to us of people around the world that want their phones to be doing something else in their afterlife, so to speak. And if the rest of the device can be completely recycled, then we believe it's an entirely upcycled device. So again, this didn't come because of any sort of high-tech solution. It just came from using what's already there. And I'm thoroughly convinced that if it's not phones, that there's always going to be enough there that you can build similar solutions that can be very effective in new contexts. Thank you very much.
好，听完了这一遍，大家是不是把大致的意思给理解了呢？
嗯哼，所以呢，就是这个手机啊，用旧了的手机还是不错的。那这个人呢，本身呢，他是挺有创新思维的这么一个人。Through his startup Rainforest Connection, Topher White transforms used cell phones into guardians of the forest. 也就是他有一个公司，这个公司初创的公司叫 startup。是个名词啊 ，start 和 up 连在一起，没有空格。然后他这个公司就叫做名字叫 Rainforest Connection， and through his startup Rainforest Connection， Topher White transforms used cell phones into guardians of the rainforest。这个 guardians 挺常用的哈，尤其是像未成年的人呢，他在签署法律文件的时候都需要有一个父母在，那么这个父母就是 guardian， 就是他的监护人和保护者哈。那这个 guardians 呢，在这里边 the guardians of the rainforest 就变成了森林的守护者，而这个守护者就是用废了的手机。 就是你用的二手手机，不用的旧手机。
嗯，之前有一部电影叫《银河守卫队》，它也是有这个 guardians 的这个单词。
嗯哼，
嗯，
好，这就是我们今天从学词汇的角度，那我们不妨再把其中的主体再给大家播放一下，请大家再仔细听一听。
嗯哼。
Of the logging that takes place in the rainforest is illegal logging, right? Like the illegal logging that we saw. So if we can help people in the forest enforce the rules that are there.Then in fact we could eat heavily into this 17% and potentially have a major impact in the short term. It might just be the cheapest, fastest way, to fight climate change. And so here's the system that you imagine, right? It looks super high tech. The moment a sound, is heard in, sound of a chainsaw is heard in the forest, device picks up the sound of the chainsaw, sends an alert, through the standard GSM network that's already there to a ranger in the field who can in fact show up in real time and stop the logging. It's no more aboutgoing out and finding a tree that's been cut. It's not about seeing a tree from a satellite in an area that's been clear cut. It's about real-time intervention, right? So I said it was the cheapest and fastest way to do it, but in fact, actually, as you saw, they weren't able to do it, so it may not be so cheap and fast. But if the devices in the trees were actually cell phones, it could be pretty cheap. Cell phones are thrown away by the hundreds of millions every year, hundreds of millions in the U.S. alone, not counting the rest of the world, which of course,we should do. But, in fact, cell phones are great. They're full of sensors. They can listen to the sounds of the forest. We do have to protect them. We have to put them in this box that you see here. And we do have to power them. Powering them is one of the greater engineering challenges that we had to deal with, because powering a cell phone under a tree canopy, any sort of solar power under a tree canopy, was an as-yet unsolved problem. And that's this unique solar panel design that you see here, which, in fact, is built...also from recycled byproducts of an industrial process. These are strips that are cut down. So, this is me putting it all together in my parents' garage, actually. Thanks very much to them for allowing me to do that. And as you can see, this is a device up in a tree. What you can see from here, perhaps, is that they are pretty well obscured up in the tree canopy at a distance. That's important, because although they are able to hear chainsaw noises up to a kilometer in the distance, allowing them to cover about 3 square kilometers, if someone were to take them, it would make the area unprotected. So, does it actually work? Well, to test it, we took it back to Indonesia, not the same place, but another place, to another gibbon reserve that was threatened daily by illegal logging.On the very second day, it picked up illegal chainsaw noises. We were able to get a real-time alert. I got an email on my phone. Actually, we just climbed the tree. Everyone had just gotten back down. All these guys are smoking cigarettes. And then I get an email, and we all quiet down. And in fact, you can hear the chainsaw really, really faint in the background, but no one had noticed it until that moment. And so then we took off to actually stop these loggers. I was pretty nervous. This is, this is the moment where I'm...We've actually arrived close to where the loggers are. This is a moment you can see where I'm actually regretting, perhaps, the entire endeavor. I'm not really sure what's on the other side of this hill. That guy is much braver than I am, Shenny. Okay, but he went, so I had to go walking up. And in fact, we made it over the hill and interrupted the loggers in the act. For them, it was such a surprise. They had never, ever been interrupted before, that it was such an impressive event for them that we've heard from our partners they have not been back since.They were, in fact, great guys. They showed us how the entire operation works. And what they really convinced us on the spot was that if you could show up in real time and stop people, it's enough of a deterrent, they won't come back. So, thank you. Thank you. Word of the spread, possibly because we told a lot of people. And in fact, then some really amazing stuff started to happen. People from around the world started to send us emails, phone calls. What we saw was that people in throughout Asia, people throughoutAfrica, people throughout South America, they told us that they could use it too. And what's most important, what we'd found that we thought might be exceptional, in the forest there was pretty good cell phone service. That was not exceptional, we were told. And that particularly is on the periphery of the forests that are most under threat. And then something really amazing happened, which was that people started sending us their own old cell phones. So in fact, what we have now is a system where we can use people on the grounds, people who are already there, who can both improve and use the existing connectivity,And we're using old cell phones that are being sent to us of people around the world that want their phones to be doing something else in their afterlife, so to speak. And if the rest of the device can be completely recycled, then we believe it's an entirely upcycled device. So again, this didn't come because of any sort of high-tech solution. It just came from using what's already there. And I'm thoroughly convinced that if it's not phones, that there's always going to be enough there that you can build similar solutions that can be very effective in new contexts. Thank you very much.
今天的这个 TED Talk 咱们就是这些，希望那个对大家能有所帮助啊！大家有什么问题都欢迎加入到我们的 QQ 群里面去讨论。
好，我再把 QQ 群的号码给大家说一下，是3317640，是3317640。现在 QQ 群的人数已经增长到1000多个人了，人数马上就要加满了，所以大家要赶紧加入哦。好，那今天节目就这一些，感谢庄庄老师，也感谢大家的收听，我们下期节目再见。
再见。
Touch my hand.